The Atlanta Jazz Festival gets underway this weekend. The annual event is one of the country's largest free jazz festivals. Among the featured is the Atlanta-based band, the Royal Krunk Jazz Orchestra. Trumpeter Russell Gunn leads the group and stopped by the studio to talk about the band's natural mashup of traditional jazz, rhythm and blues, and southern hip-hop.
The Royal Krunk Jazz Orchestra has grown from a smaller community-based ensemble to what it is today. Initially, what the Royal Krunk Jazz Orchestra started as was just a small group of musicians that I got together to perform some music that we initially dubbed Krunk Jazz. And we got that name from, I had a singer in the band, her name is Julie Dexter, and she was listening to some of the music in her car trying to figure out her parts and what she needed to sing, and she said a little kid came up to her car and said, "Oh man, that sounds like some crunk jazz right there." And that's how that name was born. And so it's grown into what it is today.
Can you count, suckers? I say the future is ours. If you can count. Now look what we have here before us. We got the R&B cats sitting next to the hip-hop cats. We got the wizards right next to the military.
I don't feel a real responsibility for bridging the gap between various genres, you know, say jazz, hip hop. I've just always been a part of all of those communities, and it's always been a part of what I do. So it's just always come naturally to me for that mashup to be what it is. When I was a high school student in East St. Louis, where I'm from, our high school jazz ensemble basically did the same thing I do with Get It On Your Live. We covered all of the bases of black music. So it was natural for me to continue on that path. I have a rule when I'm writing music and when I'm trying to prepare music is that I don't listen to any music at all, or I try not to. The music on Get It How You Live that's my original music is just that. It's just the culmination of the influences that I've had over the years. The reach back, like the things like the Switch medley and the Ballad of the Sad Young Man, those are songs or pieces that for some reason have always been stuck in my head since my youth.
We are lying here all for the first time, you and I. Show me what you'll do for me.
Switch medley in particular, I've always been a super fan of the group Switch. I was always in awe, even as a kid when they were, you know, on top of the world as pop artists. I was in awe of the musicality of the band even before I even knew what the musicality of the band was. And those songs were big hits, but they always stuck out to me as being so musical. So, you know, in my head, they've always been there. And this was an opportunity for me to bring that to light. And one of the original members of Switch actually heard that medley, and he contacted me on Facebook, and I couldn't believe it. And it was an amazing thing to do. He was very happy, and he thought that it was very well done, so I was really proud of it.
Never be. La, 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 la.
it how you live is, you know, it's always one of those things that's hard to really to put into words, like a sentiment, and especially an African-American sentiment, which is, being an African-American is a mashup of so many things in itself, and then the language being a mashup of so many different things, and then the sentiment of the actual words being a mashup of so many things. But I guess in layman's terms, the phrase "get it how you live" pretty much means is that you live your life honestly, according to what's going on in your world, in the cards you've been dealt, and in dealing with that in an honest way and reflecting that honestly. The thing about quote unquote jazz that people have to understand is that the improvisational language of jazz, yes, it remains constant, but the true nature of quote unquote jazz music is change. It always has to change. And what changes more often than not is the rhythmic concept. That's just the African basis of what we do. And so, of course, there are a lot of, I guess, quote unquote purists that don't like the change, the rhythmic shift in what jazz musicians do. I, for one, love it. I was the one, or one of the original ones, that shifted it in the direction that it's in now. So what this generation of musicians are doing, I'm all for it. The only thing that I don't have a problem with, but the only thing that I think gets lost with each generation of jazz musicians is the language that we use to improvise. And what I'm talking about is that language of Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong. Each progressive year, that gets lost. And once that gets lost, then you don't have a base to work from. There's nothing to put over the rhythmic concept. And then, so that way, then all you playing is funk, or you just playing hip hop. You're not really playing a quote unquote jazz that has a funk rhythm.
There's the blues as in a mood where you say I'm blue. That means you're sad. Yeah. But then there's the blues as music. You may say do do dee 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 do 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 do. Now that's sad. But if you say
the Jazz Festival itself, it's been a blessing to me. Camille Love has always shown super confidence and faith in me to put something together for her every year, almost that I've been living in Atlanta. And to be, if not the one of the world's largest free jazz festivals, it's almost one of the, you could consider it a wonder of the world, because it takes so much to put something like this on. They have 30 days of free jazz in and around the city before the actual festival. At the festival site, there's 3 or 4 stages at Piedmont Park every year. There's always a late night performance on Saturday evening at Park Tavern. And Camille does, and I think, one of the greatest jobs of running a festival that you can do. Of course, you know, it takes a village, I guess. But it takes so many people to help her, and it takes a strong leader to put something like this on every year.
Russell Gunn from Royal Krunk Jazz Orchestra. You can hear their music live Sunday at Piedmont Park. Details at our website, gpbnews.org. On Second Thought is produced by Amelia Brock, Leighton Rowell, and The Raven Taylor. Jesse Neiswanger is our engineer. Our interns are Allison Krausman and Jake Troyer. Don Smith, our dean of grammar. Amy Kiley is senior producer, and Sarah Shariari is managing editor of GPB News. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. This is On Second Thought.